Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them gain scent beads. Try gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you might be. Right now, I would say just about everybody in the southern states listening to us is under some sort of a winter storm warning today. A lot of snow falling out there. We got a lot in Memphis and also in Los Angeles, the chaos surrounding the wildfires, which is going from bad to worse. And I will say this, this is a great example of DEI at its very best. Because at its very best, DEI is deadly. And this is what happens when you put so many government agencies, you elect so many people who believe that diversity, equity, and inclusion should trump people who are confident. That's the big problem here. So we're going to get into a lot of that. We've got some great guests coming up. We're going to get to the very latest there. President Trump is very upset about what's happening in California, primarily because he's going to have to clean up the mess. And we're talking about damage estimates in the tens of billions of dollars. That's what we're looking at right now in California. And I mean, as horrible as it is, it's only going to get worse because when all those people living in all those multi-million dollar beachside homes realize they're no longer going to rebuild there, that's going to be a problem. There's something in California called the California Coastal Commission. And these are basically wackadoodles. These people are far leftist. They're the tree huggers of the worst type. And they are hell-bent on returning and restoring the coastline to what it is, to what it was before people arrived. And so there's going to be a big fight over whether or not any of these people are going to be able to rebuild. That's how bad it is. Right now, the General Assembly gaveled into session yesterday in California. The top order of business was not the fires in Los Angeles. The top order of business at the California General Assembly was to literally go after Donald Trump. They were strategizing on how to stop Donald Trump and his policies. So now I hope you understand you're getting a little bit of an idea of what happens when you put Democrats in charge of your county, your city, your state. It all turns to mush. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of great topics we're going to weigh into, jump into. Also, they have arrested at least one person. And when I say they, the citizens of Los Angeles, God love them, they didn't wait on the police. They made a citizen's arrest, and they stopped some guy who was armed with a blowtorch. Now, the police are saying this is a homeless guy. Well, where does a homeless guy get a blowtorch? How does a homeless guy know how to use a blowtorch? They're also saying that this guy had a couple of burner phones on him. All right, what sort of a homeless person has burner phones on him? And the police are confirming that they're investigating at least one of the fires as arson. When you look at how they all started, and at least three of the fires, there were five fires in all, at least three of the fires were started at about the same time in different parts of the city. And so, a lot of people wondering whether or not this could be some sort of a terrorist attack. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Do you believe that this could be some sort of a, I don't know, could the Islamic radicals be involved here? Is it possible that you had illegal aliens? I mean, it very well could be. You've got a bunch of homeless people going out there and just setting fires. Or is there something else at play here? But when you look at the fires, and our buddy Shanklin's weighing in on this, he says the last fires and these fires look to be in really nice neighborhoods. And they are. These are very well-to-do neighborhoods, and a lot of Hollywood celebrities live up in that area. I know Mel Gibson lost his home. James Wood. You've got Adam Carolla, who's living in a hotel right now. And Ben Dieter, I know that you were talking about a lot of the Hollywood celebs that you're aware of, your generation. And yeah. They lost their homes too.
Yeah, I mean, Malibu is destroyed. I mean, Paris Hilton, you may not like Paris Hilton. You may not like the Kardashians, but a lot of these A-list celebrities are posting photos of them walking through what was once their billion-dollar homes. I mean, these homes are insane, Todd. And there's nothing. It's skeletons. It is bones of what was once their home.
It's just really sad to see. And again, I mean, a lot of people that were not celebrities lost their homes. I would say more regular folks lost their homes than celebrities. And it's terrible if anybody loses their home because you lose everything. And it's horrible, but it certainly does look suspicious to me. And so the question now is, were those fires intentionally set? And if so, what was the intention? Not only do you have government incompetence, but they knew the winds were going to be coming. They knew there was some sort. I mean, there's always a risk when you have the big Santa Ana winds coming. And by the way, they're going to be gusting again on Sunday. So did very bad people take advantage of this? Is it possible that Islamic radicals, is it possible that the Iranians have people here in this country and they were coordinating to set these fires? There are several reports circulating that at least one of the people that was arrested actually had some sort of a phone provided to him by the United Nations. What's up with that? I don't know many homeless people that are connected to the United Nations. So we're going to jump into that as well. It is also Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about on the program today. Let me give you the telephone number. It's 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This snow is insane. It's been coming down since last night in Memphis, and they're saying we could get up to about 10 inches of snowfall. It's already snowing. I hear it snowing in Gainesville, Georgia, and in the North Georgia Mountains. We'll have to get some eyewitnesses from all of our listeners on WRWH and WDUN. In Atlanta, at Hartsfield Airport, big-time delays, and a lot of that has to do with the Delta jetliner that aborted takeoff. And we've got the video on ToddStearns.com. You got to go see this, folks. It's insane. The flight taking off this morning and was bound for Minneapolis. They abort takeoff, and they actually have to use the emergency slides to evacuate the plane. Over 200 people on board. We understand about 4 people injured. They're going to be fine, minor injuries. And they say one of the engines caught fire. So the good news is everybody's okay. Bad news is it's going to be a while before any planes take off over there at Hartsfield, Atlanta. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. And welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's start the day in New Bern, North Carolina. Is it Valona? Welcome to the show. Okay, let's go to David in North Carolina. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Hey, glad you played the Steely Dan. Today is Donald Fagen's birthday.
Yes, it is. Well, I did not know that, but happy birthday.
Right. I heard a newscast, a local news radio earlier this morning with the Mel Gibson interview. I wondered if you had heard that.
The Mel Gibson interview? What about it, David?
He's just so humble. You know, he was like, these are just things. I'm glad my family's safe. He said his chicken survived, and he was just so humble about it. And, you know, even though he is a celebrity, you know, he does have personal items, a favorite pair of sneakers or something that he lost. And I just admire his courage, you know, just to, you know, he's a great Christian, just to forget about material things and just be glad for the safety of his family. And he even mentioned his chickens, bless his heart.
David, you know, it's interesting when you go through a situation like this, and as much time as all of the networks are placing on, you know, California, the people in Western North Carolina are suffering like people can't even imagine. And yet, in spite of the suffering, you know, people are still grateful to have their families. They're grateful to have their churches. And it's amazing how things like this put things in perspective.
That's correct. You know, I worked in New Orleans after Katrina, and I saw that same, you know, inspiration. And, you know, I also admire the people in the mountains. I'm on the coast of North Carolina, but the folks, you know, they got out and managed to vote. And, you know, I was thinking, I said, maybe the governor is not helping them because they know that's probably a Republican area and they're not really in a big hurry. But they stuck together and got the polls, you know, were able to do their voting.
That's that American spirit. And I think we're going to certainly see that. And we've already started to see it in Los Angeles, David, where you had the citizens, multiple people. They saw this guy, I would call him a terrorist, trying to set blaze to something. And they jumped in. They jumped on top of the guy. They had some hand ties and they were able to, place this guy under arrest and hold him until the cops got there. I mean, this is Los Angeles. We would definitely do that here in the southern states. But it's exciting to see that American spirit, that can do. And I think the people of Los Angeles have discovered what we knew all along in the South. You cannot rely on the government in a disaster. You've got to be willing to step in and take care of your own people.
That's absolutely correct, sir. And we'll have to see about how to get one of those UN phones, huh?
I wonder if it was an Obama phone, if you remember those.
Yeah, I remember those.
All right, Dave.
And thanks a lot for taking my call.
All right, God bless you, David. Yeah, that was a great Mel Gibson interview, and so many others. Adam Carolla out there, and you're starting to, folks, trust me on this. This is far from over in the political ramifications. Trump says Bass has got to go. He says Newsom's got to go. 901-260-5926. Viola in New Bern, North Carolina. All right, Viola, happy Friday to you. What's on your mind? Hello, Viola.
Hi.
All right, Viola, I hear you think this could be arson.
Well, I'm wondering if it's those wackadoodles that you mentioned that want to return that area to its natural state.
Well, it could be. I mean, there are environmental terrorists out there, and I believe, and some of our Georgia listeners might be able to help us out here, I believe they actually laid siege to some sort of a police training area. I guess this was months ago, set fire to it. I don't know, Viola, that could be a possible theory.
Okay, just wondering what you thought.
All right, Viola. Well, thank you for calling in on Open Line Friday. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ohio. Ed, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about, Ed?
What I want Trump to do is finish that wall, sir, what he promised he would do before he does anything else. He needs to round up these idiots. For him to go ahead, they're going to try to stay here and try and help the people out there in California. Got thousands of FEMA trailers move him down, or at least it shows he's trying to help the people until he gets his agenda done. That's what he needs to do.
Ed, I'm with you, and the president, day one, is going to unleash, and I have no doubt that the roundups are going to happen. We're going to start rebuilding the wall. The president's going to do a lot of stuff. This is a man who can multitask at levels you cannot even begin to imagine, Ed. But I'm with you. He is going to be focused on the agenda, and I think he's going to be able to get it done. What about you?
Well, he got to do it because he promised that first. They're trying to get him in a checkmate here. People are starting to see it, especially up here in Ohio. I'm a retired police officer, just retired last year, and a true American patriot.
Ed, God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you, Ed, and thank you for calling in. There are reports of looters, and they're using the motorized scooters. There was one local reporter saying she saw at least 100 thugs on scooters going into these areas where the fires are. Unbelievable. I believe we've got that.
As I was getting my whole family out, all you have in your mind is just you're in survival mode at that point. I saw men coming into our neighborhoods. Police confirmed it. She had this to say. Take a listen.
It was wild. We just started seeing all these cars pull up, doors open, and groups of men running up our street, going up to the doors of these houses. And we weren't sure what was going on. I'm thinking, are these people here to help my neighbors? I hope so. And I left, and then my husband talked to the police and said, what are those guys doing? These guys don't live here. Get them out. My next door neighbor said, his quote, there were like 100 people that came up on scooters and were trying to get into any and all houses on the street.
And did you physically see police officers stopping them?
I didn't, but it's not to say that they weren't. It was so incredibly chaotic, and I was so worried about my big family and getting them out of our old tinderbox of a house that I was just focused on them first.
Wow, folks, I'm telling you, the concern I have is I'm not sure how many Los Angelinos, at least in those neighborhoods, actually have guns. But if nothing else, maybe, just maybe, the people that lived in Pacific Palisades and some of these other areas, Pasadena, maybe those are going to be brand new Republican voters. If they're even allowed to rebuild, that's the big problem here. Will these people be allowed to go in and rebuild? Most of them did not have homeowners insurance because State Farm canceled their policies. Can you believe this? It's an apocalypse on so many different levels. And the reality is it could happen anywhere else in America. That's the concern. Here's President Trump. Cut number three, please.
Very interesting to see whether or not they're going to build or whether somebody else is going to build and build a much lesser home. These were the most expensive homes outside of Palm Beach County. I see a list outside of Palm Beach. These were the most expensive homes anywhere in the world. And I don't think that I think a lot of them are just not going to go back and build it. Plus, they don't want to be part of a construction site. They don't want to. They're building a home. Another one's building. They're building in front of them, behind them, alongside of them. So I think it's a tragedy. I think it's an incredible tragedy. It's also a tragedy for a tax base. And the governors know exactly what I'm talking, and I'd like to hear anybody talk about that. But if you're the governor of a state and you lost thousands of very rich people that were paying a lot of taxes.
Sure did. And those people are going bye-bye. They are. So Joe Biden announcing that he's going to step in with money. Here's what gets me. Biden is going to be covering billions and billions of dollars in bills down there in Southern California, but he's turning a blind eye to the people of North Carolina. Have you noticed that? And you know what else? We're not talking about North Carolina, where people are literally living in tents and they're being evicted from FEMA housing. Meanwhile, oh, and don't forget this story. New Orleans. We hear nothing about the terrorist attack, do we? All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us. So this is an insane part of the story. So the LAFD, the fire department out there, and I'd love to hear firefighters, is diversity a big issue? Are you guys in your local departments, in your volunteer fire departments, are you guys all in on this diversity stuff? Because over in Los Angeles, it's not just, and it's not just that they have a lesbian fire chief. And she, you know, look, I don't care, again, what you do in the privacy of your bedroom as long as you can do your job. That's the only thing that should matter. But that's just not the case here. And they're spending millions of dollars now within the Los Angeles Fire Department, millions of dollars, not to learn how to fight fires more efficiently, but to embrace diversity. So you're going to hear the audio of a gigantic, morbidly obese firefighter. And she looks like a man, but she ain't a man. And she's a woman, and she's a big one. And again, this is not fat shaming anybody, Ben. I'm just saying that if you're a firefighter, you've got to be physically fit. You got to be able to climb up a lot of stairs. You've got all of this gear. And you may have to carry somebody out of the building. And it's hard to do that if you're eating three or four Big Macs every day.
Oh, boy, Todd. Yeah, it's one of the prerequisites, right? You've got to have a six-pack or at least huge muscle, something.
This gal's got a couple of kegs on her.
Yeah.
At the very least. Anyway, cut number four, please.
You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's
that's
a medical
a
call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
What? Are you kidding? Can you imagine? You're over in Pacific Palisades, and you're sitting there watching Newsmax, and all of a sudden you look outside and you realize, holy cow, there's a huge wildfire burning. And so you call 911 and you say, my husband is upstairs and he's got a busted leg and he can't get down the stairs. Can you send help? And the non-binary firefighter, the non-binary obese firefighter says, well, he shouldn't have broken his leg. Well, what are you supposed to do with that? What are you supposed to do with that? That's what I want to know. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to RJ in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. RJ, what's going on?
Well, my observation is this. I just wondered if Kamala was going to send those people $750 around. Have a good day.
Wow, RJ, that is a great question. I wanted to ask RJ about the snow, but RJ hung up, and I want to hear what's happening in Gainesville. I saw some photos, and you guys are getting some good snow over there. But RJ raises a great point, because the people over in North Carolina, they got, what, $750, and that was it. And I think they have to pay that money back. It's a fair question, RJ. We'll look into it.
I think the priorities of Kamala Harris is LA, LA. Did you hear President Biden yesterday? So they were talking together and there was a discussion, and this was being hosted in, I believe, California. And he tossed it over to the vice president. Well, why? Because this is her home state. But the setup of this guy and the way that he teed up Kamala Harris by using a fire pun.
Fire away, he said. I don't think he understands what happened in California.
Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
All right, as the president throws it to the vice president.
And then what was it, day before yesterday, he's out there in California getting the briefing, and he was saying, well, it's a horrible situation, but I got a grand new great-grandbaby. It's a boy. A boy. Smoke him if you got him. Anybody got a light? It's like, what are you talking about?
I will say, though, I've been following celebrity reaction from this because it's the top stories. I mean, it's clickbait, right? It's like, this celebrity's house burnt to the ground. So I've been going to their private Instagrams or their Instagram accounts, their Twitter, and they are turning. They are turning against their governor. And they are turning against the mayor, Karen Bass, and even the Biden administration. I mean, these people are furious. Now, will they vote furiously? That will have to be determined.
That's the big question here. And we're going to have to wait and see. I would say that they need to recall everybody, just everybody that was responsible for this debacle. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark in Bristol, Tennessee. Mark, what's the weather like in your area?
We're waiting for the blizzard to show up, but it's not here yet.
If it's the same snow we're getting in Memphis, my friend, you better get the shovel ready.
Yeah, I got the bread and the milk and the toilet paper all set up.
It's the holy trinity of snowstorms, Mark. You're good to go.
Yes. Hey, I know you've got the president's ear. I've got two ideas for the inauguration. After he does his oath and swears in, before he has a message for America, I would love to see him say, before I address America, let's all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag together. I think the place would ignite the patriotism there. And number two, I want to see that garbage truck parked at the White House with the McDonald's apron hanging on the mirror.
What a great idea. Mark, wouldn't that be a great Smithsonian exhibit?
Oh, and the media would have to deal with it. They would have to have pictures of the garbage truck with the McDonald's apron on it. They would have to deal with it.
What a great idea. Mark, I love that.
Well, pass it on.
All right. You know what? I will do that, and I will let his team know. Mark, thank you for that. You know, there are Bongino was talking about this. He and I were texting a few days ago, and he is very concerned about the inauguration. And he raises an interesting point. Have you noticed how quiet the leftists have been? I mean, the first time Trump was elected, that inauguration, all you know what broke loose. But there are a lot of people that are very concerned about holding a massive outdoor inauguration ceremony. And there are some within the MAGA movement and the America First movement and even the Trump transition that believe it might be safer for the president to take the oath in a much smaller ceremony inside. And there are some in law enforcement that are especially concerned. Remember the drone situation. And by the way, Trump yesterday said day one, he's going to tell us what the drones were all about. He knows he can't say anything right now, but he's going to tell us once he's taken the oath of office. But there are people who are concerned that a possible drone attacks on the crowds attending the inauguration ceremony. And based on what's been happening in this country with Las Vegas, and again, this is the Las Vegas story, it's like we've just completely forgot that happened. It's completely out of the news cycle. The terrorist attack in New Orleans, completely out of the news cycle now. Just like what happened with Donald Trump's two assassination attempts. The media has chosen not to cover any of these stories anymore. And it makes you wonder why. It makes you wonder if, in fact, there is some truth to the fact that the government, one of the alphabet agencies, may have been involved in all of this. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's go to Jackson in Waterloo, Iowa, home of our great affiliate, KXEL. Hi, Jackson. What's on your mind?
Todd, first of all, how many lookout towers are around there?
Lookout towers around where? Oh, I think we've got a bad connection. You're a little garbled there, Jackson. We're going to put you on hold. I tell you what, let's put Jackson on hold. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back to your calls. It is Open Line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you want to talk about, if you have a question about something you've seen in the media, give us a call, and we will talk about that. Again, 901-260-5926. May I tell you about our friends over at the Wellness Company? We had Dr. Drew on yesterday talking about their field emergency medical kits. You know, a lot of people out in Los Angeles really hurting right now because a lot of them had to leave. They didn't have any emergency supplies. And on this program, we're urging every American to take personal responsibility and be prepared, which is why we want you to check out the Wellness Company. They have so many wonderful things, from their emergency medical kits. They have a contagion kit, first aid kit, and they also have all sorts of incredible supplements for your kids, for yourself, even for your pets. So go to twc.health/darns right now. That's twc.health/darns, and you can order today. Use my promo code STARNS, and you are going to save 10%. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-220-3800. That's 800-220-3800. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-220-3800. That's 800-220-3800. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right, I think we got things worked out with Jackson in Waterloo, Iowa. All right, Jackson, welcome back, and what's on your mind?
All right. Todd, I was mentioning how many lookout towers are in California. You know, there was ranger stations. Lookout towers, how many do they have?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know they have them out in the forest area. I'm not sure in the neighborhoods how many they would have, Jackson. That's a good question, though.
How about having in the forest area every half mile, so when the fire starts, there's a billowing smoke, immediately call somebody, call a plane to put water over it, whatever. Isn't that a good idea? Towers?
I think it's a great idea. I think even more so than that, the issue is cleaning out these forests, all the underbrush. It's got to be cleared away, and they stopped doing that. By the way, you know what else they stopped doing, Jackson? They stopped. A memorandum went out, and they stopped checking fire hydrants across Los Angeles as part of a cost-saving measure.
So what can Californians do to impeach those two idiots, the mayor and the governor? Impeach them.
Yeah, I don't think they're not going to impeach Newsom because he's got a supermajority of Democrats, so they're not going to buck that. The people could stage another recall, but I'm not quite – again, we're talking about California, Jackson. They recalled Newsom, and then they reelected the guy.
Well, it's like this, Todd. Maybe the Republicans will return now, like it did in the days with Ronald Reagan. Maybe they've learned their lesson for a while now. Maybe just let the Republicans take over California.
I hope so, Jackson. I really do hope so. And again, when you look at the level of destruction and the fact that they had a guy, Rick Caruso, this billionaire developer, who was warning people, hey, look, you're about to elect people who are not competent or qualified. I mean, he nailed it. And it turns out that his shopping center was one of the few places in Pacific Palisades that did not burn to the ground.
Hey, Todd, is it heading toward Los Angeles right now?
The last I heard, it was in the Hollywood Hills area. So that's not good.
The Hollywood sign is in danger. Is that true?
No. That's okay. And I think there are a lot of fake images out there of the fire burning behind the sign. And no.
And I also heard, it was coming across my phone, they think arson has started.
Yes, sir. Which would make that terrorism, Jackson.
Right.
Jackson, God bless you, and tell Jeff Stein we said hello. We really like him over here in these parts. This just in from the Los Angeles Times. Are you ready for this, folks? It turns out the Pacific Palisades Reservoir was empty and offline when the firestorm exploded. That reservoir holds 117 million gallons of water and would have given the firefighters ample pressure to fight the blaze. The Department of Water and Power, they've been forced to admit the reservoir being offline likely contributed to the dry fire hydrants and the low water pressure. I want to know who are those workers. Folks, I'd be willing to wager an In-N-Out burger that they're all DEI hires, every single one of them. And here's the way I look at it. And Ben Dieter, I know you're not a big sports guy, but I will say this. If you look at the Memphis Grizzlies lineup, it's not exactly diverse.
No.
They've got the best, most talented athletes they could hire. And that's who's on that team. As far as I know, the Grizzlies don't have a 3-foot. They don't have like a little midget person, a little white midget person on the team, do they?
I'm checking the roster now.
Yeah, look down. You might be able to see them.
12, 14,
they're
16.
Tiny.
No. They are all giraffes. They're like over 7 foot tall.
And you know what? What do I care what color they are? I want them to win games. We're the team, right? So.
But what about the short guys? They want to be on the team.
Yeah, well, I know, but they can go play in an intramural or church league.
Dodgeball.
It's hard to hit those little targets. They're like, they can move fast.
I know. And the ping pong matches, they would be good at the ping pong.
Jeez. But again, if it just so happens that the best engineers are a bunch of Asian guys in Pacific Palisades or, I don't know, a bunch of white guys, who cares as long as they're the most qualified to make sure somebody remembered to fill up the reservoir? How hard is that, ladies and gentlemen? How hard is that? 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jerry in Iowa listening to us on KXEL. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Brother Todd, love your show. I disagree with you a little bit on your treatment of the Carter funeral, but I called for that to answer your question about should Donald Trump, for security reasons, have the inauguration in a more secure indoor venue or outdoors? And I'm sure that terrorists have thought of this before. I'm sure all of our government has, but 5 unauthorized drones, each delivering 20 pounds of explosives exactly at the podium on Inauguration Day, could deliver 100 pounds of explosives. So that is a real security risk. But knowing Donald Trump, you know he's going to stick his finger in the eye of tyranny and say, freedom is not going to be hampered on this day, and he's going to put his hand on the Bible and raise his right hand, and he's going to give the oath because he's brave and he loves America. But think about it. The age of drones, that's a real thing. So I'm kind of torn on the decision. I could kind of go either way because we absolutely need 4 years of Trump to do his thing. We don't need an Inauguration Day event like that.
It concerns me, Jerry, and I know that Trump is planning a huge, massive MAGA rally the night before the inauguration. I got a problem with that, man. I don't want to put him at risk. and there is too much riding. There is too much at stake for the country, and there are a lot of people that want him gone. And to your point, not only do they take out Trump, but an attack on that podium, it literally decapitates the government, Jerry. That's my concern.
Well, a bunch of other really smart people coming in for security, and this can be fixed later on.
Yeah.
But right now, it is a state of high risk.
All right. Jerry, I got to run, my friend, but thank you for calling in. Folks, we are continuing the conversation right after the top of the hour news. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Open Line Friday on the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, across America. I am Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope from border to border, coast to coast, across the smoldering ruins of America. Wow. What an hour we've got ahead of us. A lot of breaking news. A lot of it is weather. It's just crazy weather stuff happening. Most of our southern states in the middle of a rare snowstorm. And, of course, we're also following the developments out in California. Today, also Open Line Friday. That means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Our telephone number, I want you to write this down if you'd like to become a part of the show, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our next guest, she was on my Newsmax TV show last night and just really did a terrific job. She lives in the Los Angeles and is a member of the Venice Neighborhood Council. I want to welcome Soledad Ursua to the program. Soledad, good to have you back with us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on today.
All right. Well, Soledad, again, we've been following the latest developments. The LA Times now reporting, it turns out, I guess somebody forgot to fill up the reservoir in Pacific Palisades. It's just every single minute you're getting just incompetency. It's unbelievable.
It's really true. And what you see today, even when they had their press conference, the emergency management group came out, and they had to apologize because they accidentally sent out evacuation orders to L.A. County residents, 10 million residents, at 3 and 4 a.m., telling them to evacuate. People are on edge. They're freaking out when they see these, you know, alerts, and they don't realize that they're false. So they came on today, they explained they're false, and they said that they don't have control of their system. They don't know how these alerts are being sent out. So what we see is that every single role in this, it's all failure. So we're witnessing systemic failure on a massive, you know, level. And, you know, from the reservoirs, I mean, there's really nobody who is doing their job today.
By the way, I want to give an update here, Soledad. At least 10 people now confirmed dead, more than 9,000 structures, either homes or businesses, destroyed. We can also report that KABC, the Disney station there, has lost their over-the-air signal from Mount Wilson, and that's because of that big fire that's burning at Mount Wilson. And there's a lot of tech equipment up there on that mountaintop, so I suspect that won't be the only TV or radio station to go silent. Soledad, how are people doing, and what is the mood right now? I know a lot of it has to be shock, but are people getting angry now at their government?
People are getting very frustrated. And people are really scared. Most people have not slept. And so that's why when these false alerts are going out, it's really putting people on edge. We're also seeing that there's flare-ups going up in different neighborhoods. In my neighborhood of Venice Beach, there was an apartment complex that caught fire. It was quickly put out. But you see that these are sort of happening throughout the city. Many people have actually fled and have left. I have many friends that were in the Hollywood area. They had to evacuate. Most people have gone down to the San Diego area. I'm actually in Orange County right now. So you see a lot of people who just want to get away from Los Angeles at this time. the air quality is incredibly poor. So what you have is a lot of people who are stuck there, and there's also kids who are staying home from school. So it's just an all-around very dangerous situation, and there are no competent leaders. It's just a situation where people are just feeling panicked, and there really is no one who can point to the right direction. I also understand that the National Guard has been called, but they haven't even arrived yet. It may take another 12 to 24 hours for them to show up.
That, on that note, my good friend Lars Larson, he is a nationally syndicated radio host and in the Portland area. And he's got, there's a report that they're sending all sorts of help, fire trucks and all sorts of firefighting apparatus to California. But the problem is they're going to be stuck in Sacramento. I'm calling up his tweet here. 60 fire engines were sent from Oregon to California, but they're not on the fire lines because they have to submit to a DOT inspection in Sacramento that's scheduled for later this afternoon. And if they clear inspection, then they'll be allowed to drive the 400 miles to Pacific Palisades. Are you kidding me? This is insane, Soledad.
So what we see is that the red tape and the regulations are actually slowing down the much-needed emergency response. One thing that people were questioning, because we look at Pacific Palisades, the neighborhood that went up, this is a very wealthy enclave with homes ranging in the $6 to $14 million range, and it's alongside the Pacific Ocean. You know, there's about 23,000 residents. Some estimates today are that at least 75% of the neighborhood is gone. But many people were questioning, why couldn't they just use the water from the Pacific Ocean? It's literally right there, because we understand that when the firefighters tapped into the hydrants, there was no water. And so that was one of the reasons that the fire went out of control and just, could not be fought at that time. So many people were asking why that was not possible. We now know that it's because we didn't have the right planes. And there were two planes that arrived from Canada very recently. They are the ones that are able to fly, and they scoop water up directly from the ocean. And so everybody was cheering yesterday because we finally had these two well-equipped planes on loan from Canada. But then, unfortunately, there was a civilian drone flying, and one of the planes hit it, and so now that's down. So now we are down to only one Canadian plane. So it's just, I don't know if we are witnessing a comedy or a tragedy. You know, it's just everything is one blundering mess after the other. There is literally not one competent person in the city or the county of Los Angeles. And what we're really seeing here is these are DEI policies that have come home to roost, and it is just blowing up at an incredible rate.
Soledad, you've got a great piece up on the website, Unheard. That's UNHERD.com, folks, unheard.com. And the headline, can Gavin Newsom survive the L.A. wildfires? What say you?
I don't think that he is going to be able to survive. I think he just witnessed his political career go up in flames. There's going to be video of some of his actions here. You know, when he, so CNN was out here and they interviewed him what people should do in Los Angeles because there was no water in the hydrants. He just shrugged it off and said, well, that's a local issue. You know that if he tries to run in 2028 for his presidential aspirations, that clip is going to be playing on repeat. So I think that, his political aspirations have really gone up in flames with this wildfire.
Wow. All right. Well, Soledad, great, great work. And it's a great column. We certainly appreciate you coming on the program today. And we're going to get you back on because we've got to figure out how to fix what's broken out there in California.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. There you go, folks. Soledad Usura, who is a great, great conservative voice out there in Los Angeles. All right. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to alert you. We are having a major snowstorm in Memphis right now, and we're getting a lot of snow, and a lot of that snow is now accumulating on our satellite dishes. So we may have a few minor hiccups, nothing to worry about, but I will extend my apologies. We think we have a solution, which involves...
How do we explain this?
A ladder, you, and a big broom during the next commercial break.
Todd, I am clicking buttons back here, so if I hope we have workers' comp, first of all. Number two, if I don't come back in, you have no show. So we're faced with air or no air, or you don't have me. I'm going to make it happen. They're telling me there's a ladder downstairs. I've got to grab a broom. And I'm, what, sweeping off, Todd? Sweeping off snow from our satellites.
Yeah, the snow, if it accumulates, and I don't, they're telling us as much as between now, what, 7 and 10 inches of snow? It's insane out there, so.
Well, we already had a snow fight. That was fun.
Snowballs.
Snowball fight. I did snow angels. Tried working on a snowman. That didn't work out. The snowman creation lasted for maybe 2 minutes. It's too cold out there, Todd. It is freezing. And as you said, we have almost a foot of snow, which in Memphis context, that's an avalanche dumped on this city.
Yeah, it may as well be 30 feet of snow out there.
That's right.
Honestly, it's just insane. So anyway, we are taking recommendations, by the way, for our Memphis listeners. Are there things that Memphians should be doing in the snow? I mean, there's no place to go. Everything's shut down. Are there enjoyable, fun things that and Dieter, you mentioned something that involved eating snow.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had this yet? We have to get out there after the show wraps up and get you some snow cream. This is the bet, and it's good for the diet because I know we're watching our calories in the new year. It's super simple. It's affordable. Nothing's affordable. And all it takes is God's creation and a little bit of Mother Nature, which is probably one of the same. You go get snow. You've got to put it in a big old bowl. Then you're going to want to get sweetened condensed milk, which hopefully you got that while you were at your local Kroger. Then you're going to get some vanilla extract and then drop a couple drops in and you've got vanilla snow cream. You just have to watch for the snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want the...
Brown snow.
Brown snow or yellow snow?
I have already seen yellow snow. I don't know what's happening around our building. I don't know if it's dogs, cats, or humans. Yellow snow.
It may be the hobos coming off of the trains. I don't know.
True.
Well, if you have any recommendations, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call because we got a lot of snow and really nothing else to do. But we're enjoying hanging out with you today. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark in the Villages. Wait, are we really going? Mark, I don't want to hear.
I didn't want to put him on.
I don't want to hear how nice it is in Florida, Mark.
Happy New Year from the somewhat warm state of Florida.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Mark.
Hey, listen, build an igloo. Do not eat the snow because you don't know what the heck's dropping out of that sky. You know,
it's true.
All the stuff going on. Yeah,
good point.
That probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Todd, he was telling me that down in Florida, they have, are they lizards, iguanas? The geckos.
Yeah, they're geckos. And normally you could try to catch them and they take off really fast. You can't get them. But right now it's like 36 degrees here in Florida and everybody's hibernating. And these guys can't even move. So you can literally walk up and pick them up and they're frozen.
That sounds like Collierville right now. I think the entire town is just frozen solid.
Wow.
My friend from Alabama just sent me a bunch of pictures that he's covered in snow. They don't know how to handle it. I just kind of laugh at it. Being a northerner, it's funny as heck to watch it.
It's not good, Mark. I'm telling you, it is not good. We need sunshine very soon. There is frost on the pork butt.
Like they said, make some snow angels. Go out there and make a snow angel. Just don't eat that yellow snow. You're going to have issues.
The nice thing about this snow, it's that thick, wet snow. So we're going to have some nice, hopefully some nice artistic work involving snow peoples.
Make a snowman. You guys get together, make a snowman. You know, get some carrots, put a nose on it, take pictures. That'd be the highlight of your snow season.
I like that. That's a great idea, Mark. What's going on otherwise? We're talking weather, but what's going on?
Yep. That thing with Kamala Harris yesterday in California, and Biden making that comment when he was handing it over to her to speak, and he goes, fire away. You know something? These people that voted, these Democrats that voted for these ignorant people, better think again in 2028, because they don't care about you, even if you're in a blue state. They don't care what happens to you. And to sit there and make a comment like that, knowing what they're going through, this guy is off the deep end.
We've actually got that audio. Let's take a listen.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
All right, as the president.
The guy's clueless. Clueless.
I mean, but people are clueless that voted for him. Because when 2028 comes up, you guys got to remember these things that they're doing. They don't care about you, even in a blue state like California. And you got slimeball, slickhead Newsom out there going at it too. They need to get him out. They need to put somebody else in. They can't even put fires out that's going on out there. They can't even drag water in to put it out. That state's in some serious, serious trouble. And they voted for them people. They need to change, or they're going to have problems in 2028 too.
They did. Mark, we're gonna leave it there, my friend. Always good hearing from you, and enjoy the geckos. Let's go to Vicky in North Carolina. Vicky, I understand you have a question about the Los Angeles mayor.
I do, because yesterday on Dr. Gorka's show, American First, they reported that this mayor was a trained communist militia trainer in Cuba. And I just have to say this. And he had a video, whatever it was, on America First yesterday. But, you know, it is time for America to wake up and realize the possibilities that this money that is like $17.6 million that's missing out of the fire department, it is time for them to look at the possibility that this is not incompetency. This is intentionally, and this money may be actually going to train militants against America. We've just got to look at some serious issues, how this money just keeps popping up and is gone, and there's no auditing of it or nothing. They may actually, I believe, for a long time. Did you get my book, Klaus Schwab, Third Reich, and COVID-19 Holocaust?
I believe I did, Vicky.
Well, if you look around the world, Todd, this is happening all over the world. This is not just America. And I listen to Dr. Gorka's show almost every single day.
Right.
And
let me jump in here, Vicky, because this is our show, and we appreciate Dr. Gorka, but a lot of stations don't carry his program. I will say this, Vicky, that it is accurate that Karen Bass is, in fact, a communist. Now, in 2020, she renounced her ties to Fidel Castro. But the truth is that when she was a young person, she was a part of a communist group. She went to Cuba. She worked in Cuba with Fidel Castro. And according to one of the communist newspapers from back in 1975, she actually identified herself as a leader and an organizer of communist groups in Southern California. So the reality here, Vicky, and I appreciate you calling in, the reality here is that the people of Los Angeles have an honest-to-goodness communist as their mayor, because I don't believe that she really did renounce her beliefs. Vicky raises a good point as well. Is it possible that a lot of that money that's being cut from things like the fire department, that money's actually going to communist groups? Is that possible? All right, got to take a break here. Open line Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me.
Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
And welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Trust you're doing well today. Busy news day, and it is also Open Line Friday, which means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Write down our telephone number. You will need it. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to remind you folks about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative, America's only Christian wireless service. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Go check it out. Lots of great intel there. Lots of great information. A lot of people are making the switch. It's a great cell phone company. They are run by Christians. They are run by conservatives. And they are fighting for our freedom every single day. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is Adam Carolla. So Adam Carolla, well, wait a second. You know what? We'll hold off on Adam Carolla. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friend Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina program out in Santa Clarita, California. Joe joins us now. Joe, what's the situation out there?
Oh, it's not getting any better. We have a little lull that people are getting comfortable with, but Todd, it really isn't getting any better. The winds are maintaining. They're probably going to stand strong until about 6 o'clock tonight. And then they're talking about them jumping up again tomorrow. There's still a problem with water, as you heard yesterday. And I don't know if you heard about the news today, but one of the major reservoirs that actually would have been able to supply water is empty. And it's been, you know, it's supposed to be having repairs done to it. And wouldn't you know it, they took it down just before fire season started. I can't imagine how much you have to drink not to be able to figure this out ahead of time. And the person who's the head of water and power, $750,000 a year. I don't know about you, Todd, but I do it for $500 and probably do a better job at it.
Yeah, I think just about anybody would, Joe. We also understand that they haven't even they did away with testing the fire hydrants as a budget cutting move.
Yeah, that's in Los Angeles City. You are correct. And they don't trim anything up. I was telling somebody yesterday that if you looked at the palm trees going down, somebody had brought this up, going down some of the areas in Los Angeles, you saw, you know, that you have the dead palms kind of fall down. They don't even fall off the trees. They kind of hang down. Those were catching on fire. And then when they fell off, they would fall on the homes or they would fall on the dry areas, which is proof positive that we need to do some maintenance on these trees. We need to do some maintenance on these grounds. And we're not doing it. They're not allowing us to do it.
Unbelievable. Joe, I know you're in the radio business. We're hearing reports. I think KABC is off air. We're hearing that some of the big communication towers up on Mount Wilson may be compromised or may be in jeopardy because of the flames. Are you hearing anything about that?
Yeah, actually, I was listening in on a call that one of the fire chiefs was talking about the fact that they had kept the flames down. They were trying to build a fire break, but if it reaches those towers, it's not just the radio stations. You know, it's the cell phone usage. It's microwave antennas that are up there. There's some major communication that goes on up there. So if that goes down, you're going to see some problems with the larger stations in and around L.A.
Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina Show, joining us to talk about what's happening out in California. Joe, are you hearing anger from the people of Los Angeles? Are they waking up to what's going on?
You know, it's interesting because we've had natural disasters. I'm not going to call this natural. This is almost self-imposed. But we've heard about these disasters before with the legislature or the government doesn't act fast enough on it, and they get all riled up and they get mad. And we need a change. And what do? They vote for Newsom again. They vote for Karen Bass. They vote for these people that have put them in this position to begin with. So I used to be very excited, but then I remember these people voted for Barack Obama twice. So, I have as little hope as secretly possible. But I am hearing them mad. I am hearing them coming out saying, we need a change. It's not a political thing. The blessing here, and I don't mean this in a backhanded way, but you have a lot of prominent people whose homes burned, whose homes got destroyed, and they're asking for answers, and they're pounding the table saying, why was that reservoir empty? Why did the fire department not have water? Why did they not have enough manpower? And now we've got a looter problem, if you heard about that.
We heard the report, and we played this in the first hour. We're kind of all over the story here, Joe. About 100 people on scooters that they witnessed going into a lot of these neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a true statement. Actually, in over by the Van Nuys Airport, which is kind of in the middle of the San Fernando Valley, a very densely populated area, they caught a young man or a middle-aged, 20-30-year-old man trying to set fires in that area, too, to get it rolling. So I think we're going to find out when this is all said and done that many of these fires were started by arsonists. So we'll see what happens. So that's going to really punch a hole, Todd, in the whole climate change thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's your climate change, a guy with a blowtorch.
That's right. Yeah, right.
It's just exactly. But, insane.
Yeah, we are seeing the looters, not just down there. We're seeing the looters where they know that some of the police officers and fire departments have emptied out these areas to go down and help, like from Santa Clarita Valley, that you want to make sure that the fire stations are being watched over. And, on the fringes, they're doing the same thing. They're breaking into stores because there's no coverage, there's no power. We still have tens of thousands of people out without power. That means no alarms, no way to communicate in those areas.
Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina Show in Santa Clarita, California, joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Joe, we're hearing the winds are going to pick back up over the weekend. So the fire threat still remains. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. The fire still remains. And if you look at the numbers, they do not have much of a containment on any of these, really. And right now, I just walked into the studio about, half an hour ago, but when I was outside, we still have a wind gust of around 30 miles an hour on the average, but they're talking about it could hit as much as 50 to 60 miles an hour before 6 o'clock tonight. Then the winds will die down, and then we'll get them back again tomorrow, but they're thinking they're only going to hit about 40, 45 miles an hour. But only 40, 45 miles an hour. That's enough to drive these flames crazy. And even southwest of us in a very affluent area in Ventura County, they saw flames yesterday. They were having fires pop up all over the place. That's why I say to you, I'm not so sure that all this is an accident, a wire, that has fallen.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Joe. All right. Well, look, we really appreciate all of your time this week, and we're certainly thinking and praying for all of you guys out there in Southern California. Joe, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Todd. God bless.
All right. Good guy right there. Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina Show. It does make you wonder, you know, going back to, we had Vicky from North Carolina who brought up Karen Bass and her ties to communism, which are well documented, so much so, by the way, that of all places, of all news publications, the Washington Post actually published an op-ed from Henry Olson saying that Karen Bass's history with Cuba should disqualify her from being vice president. As a matter of fact, and a lot of people did not realize this, but Karen Bass, who was a longtime congresswoman and worked with Shirley Chisholm back in the day, Shirley Chisholm, a congressperson from New York who became the first black woman to run for the presidency. That was back in, what, 72, I think? 1972. Anyway, Karen Bass, a congresswoman, and for the longest time, very close to Joe Biden, and Biden actually considered making her his VP. And at the time, this was back in 2020, and Henry Olson in the Washington Post said, can't do it. Her communist ties should disqualify her from ever serving in the White House. And it seems to me if you're so big of a communist that you can't actually work in the White House, then you probably don't need to be mayor of Los Angeles, California. The woman is basically Joe Biden 2.0. As a matter of fact, yesterday at this press conference, and Dieter, you pointed this out, she was trying to give out a website address. And here's how all that went. Cut number 11.
Build stronger than ever. Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL.
Who wants to tell her? Who's got to tell this woman? My great-grandma knows more than this. A URL is not the website. Now, keep in mind, Todd, this is the website for the thousands and thousands of people that were forced to evacuate, for them to find shelters, for them to find assistance, for them to find water. That was the website, and she had one job, throw it out. What was the website she threw out?
URL.
What a dandy.
By the way, this just in, they're announcing that curfew, 6 o'clock in Los Angeles County. Everybody's got to be indoors by 6 o'clock. Yeah, that's going to work. The sheriff says, we're not screwing around with this. Until they start shooting the looters, nobody's going to pay attention.
Yeah, because no, the 100 guys on the scooters, I can tell you right now, they will not be following a curfew. When the sun goes down in Malibu, those scooters come alive. And they will begin looting. And the only, it's not funny, it's terrible. The only people following the curfew coming from LAPD are the law-abiding citizens. It's a nonsense.
Did you hear about, this actually happened live on television. The poor weather guys up there giving a report. All of a sudden, everybody's phones start going off with the emergency alert. And they were telling, it was from the Los Angeles County Emergency Alert System, and they were telling the entire county to evacuate. The entire Los Angeles County, you've got to evacuate.
Was that staged?
People are freaking out. No, it was not staged.
It was real?
It was real. And so now we know that they're apologizing, but they're saying the reason why is because it was a technical malfunction, because humans don't actually operate that. So this is some sort of an AI kind of a thing. I'm telling you, it's like Terminator.
Mm-hmm. It's the future.
Terminator movie right here, mm-hmm. folks. So anyway, but it's happened a couple of more times. So now people don't know, do I evacuate? Is it the end of days? What do I do?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm, Todd, put yourself there. I mean, you've visited, you've vacationed a lot in this area. If you're a homeowner or if you're a resident, I would be on the first car out of Los Angeles. I'd be the first person out of LA County. I would not be hanging around. And it's not even because of the threat of more wildfires and these winds that are pushing them all over the place erratically. It's just because it is on the verge of anarchy. It really is. It could descend into that real quick.
Speaking of hot and spicy, can we talk about the Obama's marriage for just a moment?
Do we have to?
Yeah. So Big M wasn't at the funeral, at the state funeral. She was the only living first lady not there, right? You had Laura Bush. She was there. You had George W. You had Hillary was there, and Melania looking stunning. You know, God, and here's the thing a lot of people didn't realize about this. Yesterday was also the anniversary of the 1 year anniversary of her mother's passing. And she was so well composed. I can't even imagine the heartbreak she must have been feeling, but also the anger knowing that the people in that room tried to kill her husband and tried to destroy her family. And she kept it together. If there was anybody that needed to have a come to Jesus moment with the folks, it's Melania Trump. But anyway, Michelle Obama wasn't there. And the official reason is she was on vacay in Hawaii. And maybe she was doing a hula lesson or she was getting, you know, a body wax. We don't know.
Oh, boy.
We don't know. I don't care to know. Mm-hmm. But now there are rumblings that she was either having some work done or that there are problems in the marital bedroom.
Wasn't that also the rumor with that surfer, the chef at their home?
Oh, yes, the chef. That story went away.
And what happened to the chef? Yeah, let's not talk about it. So the last time there was a rumor, someone died.
Yeah, he was cooking more than omelets from what I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's all rumors, but nobody ever wanted to report that. It seems to me, if a doorman at Mar-a-Lago keeled over, it would be wall-to-wall news coverage that Trump killed somebody.
I mean, it's the hypocrisy. And think about this, Todd. Melania Trump was villainized by the media for 4 years. Like, you can't blame the woman. I guess the report is she's not going to be in Washington, D.C. consistently. She's going to be residing down at Mar-a-Lago. And who could blame the woman? Imagine for 1 second, had she have skipped the funeral? Can you imagine the coverage?
Oh, it would have been, people would have been enraged.
Yeah.
By the way, did you notice that Garth Brooks and the Trisha Yearwood, the song they sang, Imagine There's No Religion, Imagine There's No Heaven.
You don't want to be singing
They sang Imagine, they're coming under fire. People like, really? Really? In a church? You're going to sing that kind of a song?
Boy.
Couldn't sing like Beer for My Horses or something?
I can only imagine.
You know, it's interesting. Jimmy Carter, there's actually a great documentary about Jimmy Carter and Southern rock. You know, Jimmy Carter was a big Southern rocker, which kind of frightens a lot of people. But he was really big with the Lynyrd Skynyrd guys, the Allman Brothers, Willie Nelson. And those Southern rockers actually got him elected. They did all these benefit concerts all over the country for Jimmy Carter. I'll tell you more about it coming up after the break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Open Line Friday. So anyway, back to Jimmy Carter. There is a great documentary that sort of lays out Jimmy Carter's relationship with Bob Dylan. He and Bob Dylan, very, very close. Then the Allman Brothers and Greg Allman was down in Macon, and he was invited to go visit Jimmy Carter back when he was governor in Atlanta. And you know, Ben, Jimmy Carter's big teetotaler, Southern Baptist at the time. And Jimmy Carter was, so he goes up to the governor's mansion, pulls up, beautiful, typical Georgia mansion, you know, with the big columns, the white columns.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Allman was recounting this in the documentary. He said, you know, I was there, and all of a sudden, I walk in, and there's a guy standing on the front porch. He's got no shirt on. He's wearing a tattered blue jeans, and he's drinking Jim Beam.
Oh, boy.
And he thought, who's this bum standing on the front porch of the governor's mansion? It turned out to be Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, so they ended up spending the night together. They opened up a bottle of scotch, and Governor Carter had a drink. Greg Allman had a drink, and they became the best of friends right there.
Imagine that.
There you go. Wow. All right, folks, hang tight. Hour three of the big show coming up. It's Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about today, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America. So last night I was watching the playoff game, which actually was a pretty good game. And Penn State and Notre Dame came right down to the very end there, and the kicker made good. You know, interesting, Notre Dame has had a historic problem with their kickers, but they were able to get it through the uprights and win the game based on that kick last night. So anyway, ESPN, golly bum. You know, I liked ESPN back when they were all about sports, not about DEI, and it angers me that we've allowed DEI to seep into every single thing we do. So you had one of the anchorettes, that's one of the lady anchors, and one of the anchorettes, because they're all about having the females in the locker rooms now and all that kind of stuff. By the way, just a brief aside, have you noticed now that the female anchors are complaining? They want the players clothed in the locker room. Here's a thought, ladies. If you got a problem seeing naked men, then don't go into the men's locker room after a game. How's that? Anyway, one of the anchorettes asking the head coach of Notre Dame, a guy who happens to be black, a question about his skin color. Take a listen.
You, because you are the first black head coach to go to a national championship game in college football. Just hearing that response alone, how much does this mean to you?
You know, I've said this before. I don't ever want to take attention away from the team. It is an honor, and I hope all coaches, minorities, black, Asian, white, it doesn't matter, great people continue to get opportunities to lead young men like this. But this ain't about me. This is about us. And we're going to celebrate what we've done because it's something special.
Good for you, coach. You know, these reporters try to make everything about race. It's not about race. It's about football. It's about fielding the best possible team. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you don't have these coaches going down there with a list saying, all right, we need five black players, five white players. We need somebody from Samoa. We need a Puerto Rican. No, they don't do that. They want the best players, no matter their skin color. ESPN used to appreciate stuff like that, but they don't do it. It's really sad. Because,
also, isn't this so old at this point? Like, everything has been a first. This is 2024. What are they talking about? The first what? If it would have been a Samoan, would they have asked the same exact question? You're the first Samoan. Congratulations.
You're the first white guy in the NBA. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Right. It's just so dumb. And for these anchors to not know their audience, Todd, you spent a lot of years in television at the network level. You have to know your audience. And I just wonder if the ESPN audience and Notre Dame fans that are celebrating this great win, that's the number one thing they want to hear from the coach, of whether he's proud of his skin color. Know your audience, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000%. But again, this is all about an agenda, and they're shoving it down the throats of viewers, whether you like it or not. And that's unfortunate. And it's really beginning to ruin college sports. And that's what saddens me. So 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, here's Congress chick Jasmine Crockett. She completely loses it. She was on CNN. Scott Jennings, the lone conservative, and he simply called out the diversity crap going on in the Los Angeles Fire Department. Take a listen.
You might have recall a news story from last year. There was some interest in the fire departments and the firefighters in California. And the interest was was that there were too many white men who were firefighters, and we need to have a program in California to make sure we don't have enough white men as firefighters. So we have BEI, we have budget cuts, and yet I'm wondering now, if your house is burning down, how much do you care what color the firefighters are?
You can respond, and then
listen. I am so tired. You know what? There was an article that just came out that said that actually the most educated demographic in this country right now is black women. So let me be clear. Because you are a woman, or because I know that some of the right has been sharing these photos of the fact that I believe that the fire chief may be a woman or something, that has nothing to do with it. We are looking at qualifications. What diversity, equity, and inclusion has always been about is saying, you know what? Open this up. Don't just look at the white men. Open it up and recognize that other people can be qualified. And the fact that we want to, at a time when people are dying, decide that a country of immigrants is failing or people are dying because the same very people that built this country, because the last time I checked, y'all didn't say that anything was wrong with the White House. And I can promise you, it was my ancestors that built the White House. So listen, if we have been good enough to build this country, we are good enough to serve and die overseas, we are good enough to serve in other ways. And the fact that people actually decide that they want to engage in public service, whether it's sitting in Congress or whether it's serving on the fire department or the police department, should not be an issue. The fact is, stop trying to act as if only white men are the ones that are capable. Because right now, you're sitting at a table with three very capable black women.
I'm not.
Scott Jennings. I would have asked, I want to see the survey. I want to see that survey. So we did that for him, and it turns out Essence Magazine, which is a magazine for African-American ladies, says that African-American ladies are, in fact, the most educated demographic in the United States. So I think we need to step back for a moment and understand they may be, and this may be the most educated demographic, but are they the smartest demographic? Do they have common sense, this demographic? But beyond that, and I want you to understand, I'm getting to a point here. Black women make up about 13% of the population of the United States. However, in taxpayer-funded education, they account for about 68% of the associate degrees and 66% of the bachelor degrees. This is, by the way, coming from the Essence Magazine article. Black women also account for 71% of master's degrees and 65% of doctorate degrees. So, if that is in fact the case, that this 13%, why is it that they have such an overwhelming number that are getting the degrees? Is it possible that the system is now rigged against everybody else? Could be. Could be. But again, just because you have an education, a college degree, doesn't mean you're a capable human being. Now, I want to point locally to Memphis, Tennessee, where we have a school board that is in sheer chaos right now. The school system here, that's the largest in Tennessee, over 100,000 students, and 70% of the kids cannot read at a third grade reading level. Now, when you look at the school board, the entire school board is made up of, not the entire. You've got two black guys and a Hispanic chick. So all the rest of them, there are eight black women on the Memphis Shelby County School Board. Why can't they get it together? I mean, if they're the most educated demographic in America, what's up with that? Because is it possible that they're not qualified? Is it possible they were elected because of some other reason? Could be. I mean, look at Mayor Karen Bass, a communist. The people of Los Angeles did have a choice. They just made the wrong choice. And again, it goes back to something I said yesterday. Why should the American taxpayers keep having to foot the bill for all of these mistakes, these bad choices that people are making at the ballot box? At what point do we say, you know what, enough is enough? No, we're not gonna keep funding this. You're not gonna do what you need to do to make sure that. And I'll give you an example. And this is going to anger some folks here, but hear me out. Let's just say that you live on an island in the Gulf of America, and this island gets hit by hurricanes every year. And every year, all the homes get wiped out. And then the federal government has to come in and they rebuild the homes. Next year, hurricane season comes in the Gulf of America. And what happens? A hurricane hits the island and it wipes out the homes. And guess what? We got to build it again on the taxpayer dime. I'll give you another one. You've got a lot of people building these beautiful homes literally on the sides of mountain cliffs. Landslides happen. Homes get wiped out. Federal government comes in, rebuilds. At some point, does anybody have the wherewithal to say, you know, maybe you shouldn't be building your home on an island that gets hit by a hurricane. Maybe you don't need to be building a house in an area that's prone to gigantic wildfires. Or maybe you don't need to be building your homes next to a river that's going to flood every year. Nobody wants to have those conversations, but it's true. And by the way, yeah, as insurance companies are horrible, I get it. But at some point, even the insurance companies have to say, we cannot stay in business if we have to keep rebuilding people's homes every single year. Just want to point that out. And by the way, it's not climate change. They've been having these kinds of fires in Los Angeles and Southern California for as long as anybody can remember. And it's all verifiable in the local reporting. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Again, open line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, you have a question, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Senator John Fetterman is heading to Mar-a-Lago. Well, that's going to be exciting. He said, is he going to ask Trump anything? He said, yes, he wants to be named the Pope of Greenland. So you can, Pope Fetterman, you got to love it. I tell you, after the guy had the stroke, he started thinking correctly. God bless him. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
You know, I'll tell you, this Fetterman guy, like, I could not stand him during the election, but, like, slowly but surely, he's coming around. Maybe he's going to be a Republican soon. Who knows?
You know, it's funny. I mean, he seems to be open to Trump's nominees. He's saying all the right things. We'll see how it goes. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. But Todd, I'm going to tell you about today's sentence thing for our great president. When Trump gets back into office and Pam Bondi becomes our attorney general, we need to get a grasp on our Justice Department. When the framers and when this country was being, thought of, it's like the justice system in this country was never meant to be used as a weapon against your political opponents or against your enemies in general. And that's what the Democrats have done. That's what the Biden administration has done. And that's what this, I guess you would call him a judge, if you call him that, down in New York did to our great president today. So we need to get a handle on it. And if we don't, it's going to become like a third world nation, the way we administer justice in this country.
Well, that's true, and Trump is going to appeal the ruling today. And again, he's not going to. There's no jail time, unconditional. So, but still, it's they cannot weaponize the judicial system like they've done. They just can't do it anymore.
And I hope he takes it all the way up to the Supreme Court and this gets thrown out because our president is innocent, and this is just another witch hunt that they're using to go after. Mm. It's unacceptable.
Well said. Well said. All right, Connor, good hearing from you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Todd. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. There you go. Connor from Boston. Wow. Okay. By the way, have you heard $100,000 the city of Los Angeles is giving to a transgender cafe? And we've got the story up on toddsterns.com. And a lot of people are wondering, okay, what exactly is a transgender cafe? We have really struggled with this one. But Ben Dieter, as far as I know, a transgender cafe, like a transgender diner, let's say you go in and you order a delicious, juicy cheeseburger, but the waitress brings you a tuna melt.
I don't want a tuna melt.
You can say, ma'am, I don't want a tuna melt. I ordered a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. And she would say, yes, but the cow identifies as a fish. enjoy your lunch.
That's actually a thing. Is that what your investigative journalism has found?
Transgender food.
Oh. What is a transgender cafe? They bring you different food that identifies differently.
They wanted a safe space for homeless transgender people to have a meal and to maybe get some coffee.
Gotcha. Oh, so speaking of diversity, it's not very diverse. It's just for one group of people.
Just for one group of people, yes.
Got it. The city of diversity.
That's it. And I hope it didn't burn down in the fire. I'm just saying. It's terrible out there.
Hey, listen, Todd. We have been told. Sorry.
You all right there, Dieter?
I put a cough drop in my mouth because we've been on air all day doing snow coverage. I think it's the dry weather, so I might have to toss back over to you and hack my lungs out. No, I can finish. No. So the LA Fire Department has really focused on diversity because they say that these transgenders, these lesbians, the gay fire men and women are the most qualified. So who knows? Maybe these people that are at the transgender cafe are very competent, qualified fire people that would be able to fight and protect their transgender cafe. Who knows? That's what we've been told anyhow.
Could be. By the way, the week before the fire started, it just keeps getting worse. A new report out, the week before the fires started, Karen Bass called for cutting an additional $49 million from the fire department's budget. It would have shut down 16 fire stations. This is according to the Daily Mail.
So criminal.
Oh, and also, the LAPD can find no probable cause to charge the guy caught trying to start fires using a blowtorch. He was just trying to light a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, give him the honor, the president's awards he's been handing out. I mean, put him right up there at the top with George Soros. These are the people they love.
By the way, back to Connor for just a moment. Trump's lawyer, Mike Davis, great guy. Trump's got an incredible legal team. He just issued a warning to Judge Juan Merchan and all the other Democrats that are engaged in this warfare or lawfare. He said the Democrats think they're the hunters. On January 20th at noon, they're going to become the hunted.
Oh. That's going to be the top story on the Sunday shows.
And it ought to be. Mm-hmm. It ought to be. It's unacceptable what they have done. Unacceptable. Also, Mark Zuckerberg is offering some thoughts and intel, and he was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he says, Zuckerberg says, that when the Biden administration called and they wanted something taken down or something censored on socials, on Facebook, he said that they cursed him out. Cursed. I mean, he said it was ugly.
Are you buying it?
Not at all.
The conversion?
No.
I mean, he found the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he wants to free all of the conservatives from his jail. You're buying it?
I don't think so. He is not a social media Moses.
No,
I don't believe that.
Let my people go.
All right. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number on this open line Friday. That's 901-260-5926. Head over to ToddStearns.com as well. We have some great stories, great video. You can also download our free podcast as well as my newsletter. Comes out every day, and it's filled with all sorts of great stories for you. We'll be right back, folks. All right, folks, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. Be sure to watch. We're going to have a wild show tonight. There is a new survey out. Almost half of American college kids do not want DEI forced on them in higher education. Of course, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. I want to bring into the conversation our next guest on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, he is the president of Young America's Foundation, Governor Scott Walker. Governor, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I'm doing exceptionally well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sure. And, of course, folks, we love YAF, Young America's Foundation, doing some incredible work raising up that next generation of conservative leaders in this country. And, Governor, I want to get your take. Are you surprised to hear these numbers? Almost half of the college kids don't want DEI.
No, I think it matches what we saw in the fall elections, where, you know, just 4 years ago, Joe Biden earned a 25-point margin of the younger voters' votes, the ballots at the at that 2020 election. This year was down to 6-point margin for Harris. And most interestingly enough, in the exit polls, you look at just young men, they went from giving Biden a 15-point advantage to now a 14-point advantage for Trump. I think it's a good example. People just had it. We learned at Young America's Foundation, YAF.org, if people are interested, that authenticity and fairness are hallmarks of this generation, Generation Z. And then when it comes down to fairness, they want to live in a meritocracy. They don't want people to dictate what they have to think. They want to figure out what they think about people on their own.
And Governor, you guys have your pulse on really the heartbeat of this generation, the younger generation. Are you sensing that there is a shifting of attitudes and more young people are now embracing conservative ideas?
They are. And at a minimum, not only conservative ideas, but just being more open to having a true debate, true discussion. Again, that's that authenticity of feeling it's unfair that only one side of the equation is being spoon-fed to them in high school and now in college, not even spoon-fed, rammed in them in college. They want to feel more of this. And again, our polling, we do polling all the time of college, high school students as well. And college students by an almost 2-to-1 margin think it's not fair, for example, that race is a factor in enrollment or employment. By over a two-to-one margin, they don't think it's fair for young men or men in general to compete in women's sports. So they're getting it. They may not necessarily call themselves Republicans versus Democrats. Most are just trying to figure it out. And that's why the best thing we could do is go on campus and go online and talk about these things issue by issue, because I think we're on the right side of history on these issues. We just got to get to them and not just presume or assume that the left-wing media and that have got them all cornered. They don't. Young people want to hear more than one side of the story.
I started paying attention in the presidential this past election cycle, and the number of young people, especially at the high school level, that were embracing President Trump. Almost, it's almost a counterculture movement, as crazy as that may seem. But when I saw the crowds at Beverly Hills High School, of all places, you know, supporting Donald Trump, I'm like, oh, wait a second, something's going on here.
Right, New York City, Washington, D.C., California, elsewhere, all across the country. And the pushback, you know, we've gone to court to protect kids. You know, you could say almost anything you want on the left on your T-shirt, but don't dare wear a fight, fight, fight shirt or a MAGA shirt or anything else like that. That's, again, unfair. Young people get that. They understand it. And not only do they believe in fundamental sense of fairness, but, again, I go back to this authenticity. You know, Donald Trump is who he is. It's like Ronald Reagan, a generation ago when I was a kid, was exactly who he was. He didn't change in front of one group or another. He was the original, let's make America great again. We now see that again with Donald Trump. Both of them took on the establishment, even within their own party. Both made this case, and I think that's where you've got a growing appeal from young people versus people like Joe Biden, who they didn't think was awake to stumble his way through the presidency, and Kamala Harris, who was the epitome of a fraud, even on election day, pretending to call someone when her phone was obviously on the photo app. I mean, that's a clear-cut distinction. I think as conservatives, what's important for us now is to connect the dots. It can't just be about personality. Obviously, Donald Trump's got tremendous personality. Now we have to show them, and President Trump and his allies in Washington hopefully will help make the case by getting things done. But we've got to prove to young people it's more than just personality. It's that conservative ideas work. You know, free market capitalism works versus government-driven socialism fails, and we got to make that case over and over again.
YAF.org, YAF.org, folks, go and check out their website. This is the one student organization that I support in this country, and it's because they're doing real important work, and they are advancing the conservative agenda, and I just deeply appreciate and respect that. But Governor, as always, first of all, we appreciate you coming on the program. And if you could just speak to the moms and dads that might be listening out there, maybe grandmas and grandpas looking for ways to support, I know that you guys would be welcome to that.
That's exactly right. YF.org, get your kid, your grandkid, your niece, your nephew to come, whether it's at the Reagan Ranch, Washington, D.C., elsewhere across the country. Share the videos. Go to YF.org or go to YAF TV. That's our YouTube channel that now has nearly 2 million subscribers. And
wow.
Last year surpassed 1.6 billion views. Get your kids online there. And, boy, the more they know, the better off we're going
to
be.
Well said. All right, Governor, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate you coming on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Bye now.
All right. Governor Scott Walker, Young America's Foundation. Yep, good people there. Very good people. All right, let's go to the phones here. Shannon in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Shannon, I understand you have a snow recommendation.
I do. You can go and get rubbing alcohol, a big giant bottle of it, and put it in a spray bottle. And you can spray that on your windshield. You can spray it on your door handles, and it melts all the ice without having to do anything else.
I've never heard of this. So just regular old, go to the grocery store or the pharmacy and rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
Wow.
And also, too, like I told my kids this morning when they get home to turn their windshield wipers on and make them pause in the up position and then pull them out so they're not frozen to their windshield, too.
All right, this is great news. Shannon, thank you for this advice, and I know the team at KWAM is going to be up throughout the storm, providing everybody with not just news and information, but also a friendly voice on the radio, because it can get kind of lonely if people are stuck at home by themselves. So you'll have to be sure to tune in to KWAM tomorrow.
I can't wait to listen to you guys in the morning.
All right, Shannon, thank you. All right, there you go. All right, we've got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're always honored to have our friends from the Wellness Company joining us. And Dr. Drew Pinsky is the Chief Patient Officer for the Wellness Company. But Dr. Pinsky also happens to live in the Pasadena area. Dr. Drew, good to have you with us today, and how are things going out there in California?
It's well, Pasadena is better. Hollywood is still struggling, and people are returning to what's left of their property, which is just horrible to watch people go through that process. It's excruciating. But here in Pasadena, we have no wind, and the smoldering embers of parts of our city are just that. So here we are. Fortunately, we've been quite safe over here where I am. I'm sort of across the, you know, if people know Pasadena, obviously the Rose Bowl is here in Pasadena. And we are across the canyon where the Rose Bowl is from the fire. So we were pretty well insulated from all this. But we do live up in a fire zone, and we live up a canyon. And if you live in these areas in Southern California, you become a mini expert in fires and earthquakes. We know more than we should, to tell you the truth. And one of the things I learned, I was talking to a fire chief yesterday, was that when the wind really blows, and if a fire gets going, I always said if a terrorist wanted to destroy a great city, if we really had heavy Santa Ana winds, a terrorist could destroy this city with a blowtorch in about 5 hours. And he agreed. He said, you know, when the winds get blowing, we can't do anything. We can't fly aircraft. We can't do drops. We can't get near the fire. It just blows right through everything. We have to wait till the winds die down.
Mm. And that's, I mean, when you look at what happened, and we don't know how these fires originated, but yesterday, I believe, three of the fires started right at about the same time in various parts of the city, and that certainly raised a lot of eyebrows on social media, because you're right. I wouldn't put it out of the possibility of something like that happening, but regardless, and as I'm watching all of this unfold, I keep thinking, this is why it's so, you know, what you guys are doing at the Wellness Company is so vitally important, because you don't know when you're going to have to jump out in a moment's notice and escape your burning house, which is why you need to have, you know, these medical emergency kits ready to go.
No, I'll tell you what, my wife and I, we are so glad that we have this field emergency kit, which is the heavy duty ultimate kit. And we've been carrying that thing around with us for 3 days. Because literally everything you could need in an emergency like this is in that kit. And so, yeah, I could not be happier to be a part of it. And in addition to being prepared with the kinds of materials, you know, again, remember, we established ourselves because of the overreach of government and the fact that government wasn't allowing people to get access to the things that they wanted or needed. Now we have a situation where government incompetence and failure set us up for these situations that could have been, I don't want to say easily avoidable, but certainly didn't have to be at this level of catastrophe that we are seeing here. And the interesting thing to me is, I don't know if you saw Bernie Sanders was tweeting this morning, it's climate change. Okay, Bernie, I'm going to lean into it. It's climate change. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to prepare for the next one? And, oh, by the way, if climate change is something you're actually concerned about, do you know that the amount of CO2 put into the atmosphere since 2020, except for this fire, prior to this fire, exceeded all the savings of CO2 that this state has ever attempted since the early 2000s. So if you actually are interested in what's going into the environment, why aren't you doing something about these fires? Why aren't you doing something? The reason we don't have the capacity to prepare for these fires, we used to prepare for them. There was a reason we didn't used to hear about them. I used to look up in the San Gabriel Mountains here locally, and you would see them crisscrossed with fire and fuel breaks. They don't do that anymore. Why? Because it interfered with the migration of a field mouse. And the laws in this state, the legislature in this state, have created the homeless situation, and they've created the fires, and they've created the water problem that allowed these fires to run out of control.
It's so grossly offensive. And by the way, to the climate change thing, this is what gets me. All you have to do is a little bit of research, and you'll come across a banner headline in the newspaper of the time talking about how people in the Pacific Palisades had to run for their lives. They survived the firestorm by jumping into the Pacific Ocean. That was in the 1930s, Dr. Drew. So,
yes.
Again, but to your point, this has a lot to do with there were a lot of other factors, including the mismanagement of the forest. But again, you know, we're bracing for a winter. We broadcast our show nationally from Memphis. We're getting ready for a snowstorm that's going to hit. Went to Kroger last night, and it was a free-for-all. Nothing was there. But I can tell you this. I've got all the meds I need. I have everything I need thanks to, you know, the wellness company and these medical emergency kits.
Doesn't feel good to have that? I mean, you really feel prepared. These are patients need access, and we have given them access to these things. It's silly that people can't get what they want, and we help them do that. Yeah, I mean, government failure is just so, it's gotten so disgusting now that they do everything except govern, except do things that are for the good of the people of this state or this county or this city. You know, I live in Pasadena, actually, is pretty good. You know, what happened to us here really was a function of the winds. Our fire department is good. You don't hear people we're a separate city from Los Angeles. We have different water and power. I didn't lose power the entire time. It can be done better. We actually made out pretty well here in spite of the devastation in certain areas that just could not be avoided. You don't hear people complaining about Pasadena City. L.A. City, L.A. County, the state failed us miserably. And it didn't have to be like this.
Dr. Drew Pinsky joining us from the wellness company, twc.health/Stearns, ladies and gentlemen. That's twc.health/Stearns. And you're going to see not only the medical kits that we've been talking about, and I don't have the field kit, and I need to get that one.
It's really good. We were so grateful to have that kit yesterday.
But
we're breathing smoke. You know, we that is one thing we have had to deal with, and we have there's an inhaler in that kit that helped me.
And I didn't realize you guys even have a radio. I've got the medical kit, the first aid kit, the travel kit. There's even a radiation emergency kit.
That is a new kit that we put together. You know, back in the days of Fukushima, there was a run on potassium iodide because that's one of the things you want to do in preparation. And so we thought, you know, we should have people preparing for this too. I mean, this is a real possibility. And so, yeah, we just put that kit together recently.
And it includes a Geiger counter, which, again, with knowing that we've got all these terrorists that have crossed into our country, sleeper cells, and this is all documented through the lawmakers that have come on this program, You don't know when the terrorists are going to strike, if they're going to try to use a dirty bomb. So I think that's a brilliant idea.
It really was the situation in New Jersey that got us talking about it. And so it's like, why can't we help people prepare? You can't go wrong being prepared. Look, and then again, as I told you at the beginning, you become a little fire and earthquake expert here. Having a generator, having a plant, having a go—all these things we have to contend with. It. Mother Nature will, Mother Nature will get us eventually, one way or another, in these regions.
It's so awesome. And people say, "How big is it?" It's just like, it's about the size of the Bible. If you have, like, many of people have their Bibles in a case, they bring it to church. It's pretty much that size. So it's very mobile. You can just set it aside, put it in the closet, and when you need it, it's there.
The field kid. Field kid is in like a...
Oh, that's like huge.
It's a little bigger.
All right. Well, Dr. Drew, we appreciate you coming on. Now, we're going to have you talk about other issues, but this is the breaking news, and everybody's talking about what's happening in California.
Yeah, it's wild. It's sad. It's terrible. I mean, there's nothing you can say that... But it didn't have to be this bad. Just burying the power lines in Malibu might have prevented this. Just getting those horrible homeless trailers off the street might have prevented this thing. Just functioning as a government... So roads function so people can get in and out during an emergency. For God's sakes, give us a government that works here.
Yeah. Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, thank you. Glad you're okay.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
All right. And again, folks, head over there. And by the way, it's not just the medical kits. They have great supplements as well. I know Dieter loves this kind of stuff, but they've got all sorts of things for your heart, for heart health, energy, metabolism, digestion, bone and joint support. It's really a fun place, all run by conservatives. And you go check them out. You'll love them. And if you use my last name, Starnes, they're going to give you some great discounts. Dieter, what just happened here? You come rushing in, and one of our great listeners on KWAM, Jay, just brought us by some emergency supplies.
This is insane.
This is awesome.
He brought us hand warmers, foot warmers, you name it, warmers. And what are you holding in your hand? You can see it on the simulcast.
I'm holding this up to the camera on our Rumble TV shot, and you gotta check that out. This is an LED lantern. This is pretty awesome.
You can see. He brought his batteries. He brought his batteries, Todd.
And batteries too, and hand warmers. Wow, these are gonna be nice. These will come in handy. Jay, thank you so much. All of our great listeners and folks calling in, thank you. We're going to be back doing this all over again tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody's calls. Give us a holler back tomorrow. It's Open Line Friday. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax. Be good, America.